I'll be sharing a short devotion today from Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. And from there, I'll jump through some other verses in the book of Proverbs. So Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12 is, it says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is a way to death. And so today I'll be sharing on the pillars of knowledge that we can have access to in our lives. Because sometimes, as this verse says, that there might be ways, sometimes things that might seem right to us, but in the end it is actually the wrong decision. And so it's actually good to have some pillars of knowledge in our lives that we can turn to. And so why should we establish pillars of knowledge in our lives? Is I really came about this principle when I was just starting to date my wife. And the reason was because my wife was my first girlfriend. And so I didn't really know how to go about dating. And so I was like, okay, like, God, I want to do this right. And so where can I go to for wisdom on how to handle this? But I found that this principle just has helped me out in so many different areas of my life, that when you have established pillars of knowledge of where to go to for knowledge when you are in need, it becomes useful because it helps, because we know where to find that knowledge when we need it. It helps to provide support and reliability for the life that we are trying to build. And so if we're going to make wise decisions in our lives, that it's good for us to have these pillars of knowledge in our lives. And so Proverbs chapter 4, and I want to read from there, Proverbs chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. It says, "He taught me and said to me, 'Let your heart hold fast my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get insight. Do not forget and do not turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her and she will keep you. Love her and she will guard you.' The beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom, and whatever you get insight. Prize her highly and she will exalt you, and she will honor you if you embrace her. She will place on your head a graceful garland, and she will bestow on you a beautiful crown." And so here in the book of Proverbs, it's just talking about just getting wisdom. I love how it just says here, is it just says, get it. Long after it, seek it. And so I think that's how we should be when we're going through things in our life. I think sometimes we spend most of the time just thinking and processing too. But here, the wisdom that the Father is bestowing upon His Son here is He's saying, get wisdom, get insight. And so where do we go to get this wisdom, to get this insight in our lives? And I love what it says about wisdom, because it says that wisdom, if you love wisdom, wisdom will guard you, wisdom will protect you. Okay? And so wisdom helps us to make wise decisions, and really for our own benefit, for our own protection. And so wisdom in our lives protects us and guides us. And I think especially so as we get, and I'll get into this, but I think when we're young, we're too prideful that we don't want to take advice from anyone. And when we're old, then we feel we've got it all together, that we've already got all the wisdom and insight that we need in our lives. So even then, we can be prideful as well. But here in the book of Proverbs, it says, get insight, get wisdom, and wisdom will protect us. Wisdom will guide us. So the question is then, who can we seek advice from in our lives? And I want to read Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15 for that. It says, The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. Okay? So here in Proverbs we're saying that a foolish person will think that things are right in his own eyes, but a wise man will listen to advice. Now the wisdom is that we shouldn't just listen to anyone, right? It's the passage here is not really just saying a wise man listens to advice, okay? Because I think in our lives, whether we've taken that advice or not, I think we've all heard some foolish advice coming our way. So we need to be able to discern the advice that comes our way. And so for me, I found four pillars of knowledge in my life for me to go for wisdom, for me to go for guidance. And for me, those four pillars have really been God, family, friends, and mentors in my life. That whenever I'm in need of wisdom or knowledge in my life, I go to God, I go to family, I go to friends, or I go to mentors. Okay, so I want to go a little deeper into those. So beginning with the most obvious one is God. Okay, and I want to read Proverbs chapter 1 for that. All the way to verse 7, it says, "The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight, to receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth. Let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance. To understand a proverb and a saying, the words of the wise and their riddles, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction." And so here we see that the beginning for knowledge is the fear of the Lord. But before moving into that, I like how there's a few types of people that Proverbs here mentions. Starting with verse 4, he says, to give prudence to the simple. Okay, that sometimes some people are simple-minded, that they don't know any better, really. You could say they lack common sense sometimes. And so here it says, to give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth. If you've ever worked with youth, you can see this lack abundantly in their life sometimes, that they lack the knowledge to make the right decision, or they lack the discretion. And it says, let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance. And I feel this one speaks to those of us that are a bit older, and maybe we feel that we've arrived to a place of knowledge and understanding and wisdom in our life. And I like this because it says, even if you're wise, hear and increase in learning. That even those of us that have years in our life, that there is still the possibility in our lives to continue to increase in learning and to continue to understand and to obtain guidance. It's telling that even the wise person can still understand and obtain guidance. So that guards us from being prideful in thinking that, well, I'm old enough, I've gone through enough life experiences, I don't need to hear from anyone. But here it says opposite. And so we have God as a beginning of knowledge. And this one is just, I think especially now in our in every culture, in every season of life, that right and wrong sometimes seems to change according to culture, according to the times we live in. But here it says that the beginning of knowledge is the fear of the Lord. And so when we're looking for right or wrong, or we're looking for guidance in our lives, where we should begin, it should always begin with God, that God leads us and God guides us. You know, Sometimes the fear of the Lord is the best thing that helps us from making dumb decisions in our lives. That's the only thing we need is like, you know what? I'm not going to do this because I have a fear of God, you know, in a healthy way. In the same way that I had a fear of my mom that if I ever did a bad decision, that I had this fear of like, oh no, I'm going to get in trouble. And having that fear in my life prevented me from sometimes doing a lot of just dumb decisions in my life just because I had this fear. And so having this fear of God just sometimes is, maybe we don't understand the decision, but because there is this fear and this relationship with God that we know that He leads us and guides us, and it could be preventing in our lives that it protects us and guides us. And also, we have prayer, we have God's Word, we have the Holy Spirit in our life to guard us. I remember my friend, and I always remember one of my friends telling me that he doesn't really pray about things that Scripture has already said about. So he never really prays about whether he should love his neighbor, because the Bible already has said, love your neighbor. He doesn't really pray about whether he should love his enemies, because the Bible has already said, love your enemies. And so when we're in His Word, we get wisdom, and that wisdom we then can apply to live out in our lives. We then have the Holy Spirit who dwells in us, that we can talk to and be in communication and relationship, to ask questions, to lead us and to guide us. And so that first pillar is really that we have in our lives, and it's the one that really guides us, and it's the one that we really need the foundation, because if we don't have this foundation of this pillar in our lives, then when our friends or family or mentors even give us advice, if this was not settled, it's also easy to be misled by these other voices. And so the first pillar is God. Secondly is family. It says here in chapter 1, verse 8, it says, hear my son your father's instruction and forsake not your mother's teaching. And so all of us who have family, we have access to family. And one of the things about family is that family knows us best. Family knows us best. Growing up, my mom and my dad were the ones that knew me best. They were the ones that saw me 24/7 in my life. They saw me when I wasn't trying. They saw me for who I really was. And so family can be a great place to begin with for wisdom and knowledge when we're struggling, because they know us best. And especially as well is that we know they care for us. That the wisdom that they're trying to impart on our lives comes from a place of love and from a place of care. Also, we have the elders in our family because of experience. Because they've gone through life. They've already gone ahead of us. They know the journey that's ahead. There's so much wisdom and knowledge that we can pull from their lives, from which we can learn from. And so we can go for our family for experience, either to learn from the good experience or even from the bad experiences. I think that's something we can always do with family is not just, don't just share with me the good experiences in your life, but also the bad experiences, the things that have shaped you and that you've learned from in life. Because there is wisdom in being able to listen to the experiences of others, but there is foolishness when we refuse to learn from the mistake of others. Experience is not always a guarantee of obtaining knowledge and wisdom, which is why people make the same mistake again and again. And so we should take that into account, that when we're listening into the wisdom of our family, of the experiences that they've had that we can learn from, that I think sometimes that, I know especially when I was younger, I would say, oh, I want my own experiences. That just because that was your experience, it doesn't have to be my experience. And then I'd come back with the same result. Yeah, sometimes in life there are certain things. If all of us touch fire in this room, we'll get burned. That doesn't depend on a person. There are certain experiences in life that we can lean from for the wisdom and knowledge, so we can also grow from as well. But the pride in our lives is sometimes that oh, I don't need to learn. I want my own experience. I want to deal with it on my own. And so we often deal with the consequences of that. Because when we reject wisdom, we reject its protection and guidance over our lives. Thirdly, we have friends. Okay? Our friends. And for that is Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. So here it says that if we have wise people around us that we walk with, it says naturally we will become wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harms. But one of the questions that we need to ask of our friends is, are they wise or are they foolish? Okay? That it can be the difference between having a life of peace or a life of destruction. That sometimes we have to let go of people and friends that would weigh us down in terms of the wisdom that they might offer, try to offer in our lives. And so I remember once, this verse came to life for me once when I broke my pinky playing basketball. And everyone on the basketball court was, oh, if it was broken, you would be in pain and it would hurt. And I was like, all right, cool, sounds wise. And so I left it for about a month or two and I kept looking at it and I'm like, this doesn't look right. And so finally I decided to go to the doctor and the doctor said, yo, this is broken. You should have came the moment it happened, or at least I could have broken it back in place. Now you're going to need surgery. And he's like, I don't really recommend that. And so now I live with a broken pinky as a constant reminder of sometimes the friends that, hey, they might be well-intentioned, but they may not have the wisdom and the knowledge to give that information. And that happens a lot in sports for some reason. And I think it's because we've gone through the same injury. We think, oh, I've had that. And so we give that. And so with this life example that I carry, I now think about the friends that I have. And I'm like, okay, just because they're attempting to give out knowledge, it doesn't mean that I should obviously receive it in that way. And so, yeah, so in that way, we may have friends that are loving, that are wonderful. But when it comes to areas of wisdom and knowledge in their life, it might not just be their best thing. And so we should be wise regarding that. And so one thing I've learned about between the difference between someone that is being wise and foolish is really not the lack of knowledge. It's really what we do with that knowledge. Because I don't know about you, but I've had friends that have given me amazing advice, but they never seem to take it for their own lives. That would qualify as someone who is foolish because they have the knowledge, but yet do not have the ability to carry out that knowledge. And that's what makes them a foolish person, that even in having all the knowledge that they have to know to do the right thing, they still don't do it. That makes someone foolish. A wise person is someone that has the knowledge and acts upon that knowledge. And that's what makes them wise. Okay, so having our friends, whether they be wise or foolish. My mom would always tell me who you hang out with and I'll tell you where you're going. And there's a lot of truth in that. Lastly, our mentors. Okay, and I didn't really find a verse for that one, but I'm sure there is. You can make a scriptural case for it as well. But the last one, at least some that has benefited hugely in my life, are mentors. And for me, I found mentors with living people and dead people. What do I mean by dead people? Not by going to the cemetery, but by books. By really people that I wouldn't necessarily have access to. That I love reading because I can get so much wisdom and knowledge. And so mentors can be people that we have relationship with, people that whether we meet up with, or just books, people that we admire and we look up to that have gone the road before us. These are people that have that have been successful and who has gone before you. And so a wise person never stops seeking to learn from the experience of others. And so we could listen, learn, and ask questions. And when it comes to mentoring, I would say it's something that I think many of us long for, but sometimes we're not intentional about being mentored. I think we, especially sometimes at church, we're like, oh, I wish that person will mentor me. And so we wait around hoping for that one day where that person will walk up to us and say, you know what? I'm going to mentor you. And you're like, yes. But really, when it comes to mentorship, even the mentee, we should be intentional to seek it out in our lives. We should be intentional to be the ones who initiate those type of relationships to say, hey, I love the way you live your life. Can you mentor me? Or there's something about you that I know that I want. Do you mind pouring into my life? And so one thing that I've learned about mentors is that kind of you can't have too little mentors in your life. That it's kind of great to have different type of mentors in your life. For me, I've had mentors that are in general that I could go to for just about everything. There's mentors that I had that I've had just for career decisions. There's mentors that I've had now that I'm married. There's mentors that I have that are marriage specific. Some are mentors because I love how they are as fathers, and so I now have them as like, hey, I love the way you raise your kids. Do you mind just guiding me and leading me in that? And so you can have all these different types of mentors in your life depending on the specific area of your life or maybe you're seeking to grow and to learn. And so mentors are a wonderful place for wisdom and knowledge in our lives. And for books in that way as well. But with books, you can't really have conversation with. So you kind of got to just take it in that way. And so just to conclude here, as Matt comes up for worship, is therefore to make wise decisions, we must obtain knowledge. And a wise person knows and applies the knowledge. Because you can still be a fool who knows. And I think that can be a very sad way to be able to know and be foolish because we don't apply that into our lives. That if we're going to make wise decisions, we need to have the right knowledge. And so that's where this comes from, is then where am I going to go to get that knowledge to then be able to live a wise life. You know, just like I shouldn't have listened to my friends that day, I went to the wrong source of knowledge. If I would have gone to maybe someone who was a doctor, that would have been the right source of knowledge for me to get the wisdom that I needed for in my life at that moment. And so a wise person knows and applies the knowledge, but yet if we're not, even if we obtain that knowledge, the question we still need to ask ourselves is, will I then apply it? And I think especially what I love about being in a church community is that people are constantly speaking into your life. And I think sometimes the question is, am I going to listen to the wisdom and knowledge that they're going to speak into my life? And so as we go into just a time here of prayer and just meditating, I just want to invite you to just meditate on where you are in these pillars of knowledge in your life, whether it be God, whether it be family. And I think with family, sometimes we might be, well, my family, they're not the example of wisdom, but they still have knowledge from which you can learn from. Because not only can we learn from the good things, we could also learn from the mistakes that others have made from as well. And whether we examine how about our friends that we have, and maybe for some of us is whether we need mentors in our life. That maybe there's an area in our life that we seem stuck, and that maybe having a mentor would be something that would bring life into us. So as we go into a time of just just worship and prayer. Let's meditate on those things.
Take my heart, I lay it down, and at your feet of you who's crowned. Take my life, I'm letting go, I lift it up to you who's throne.
Only you, Lord.
Father, we just first begin with you. That the beginning of wisdom begins with you, Father. And with that, Father, I just pray that we would have the desire to continue to seek wisdom and knowledge in the areas where we might be lacking in our lives, and not be too prideful to just simply ask sometimes, whether it be from you, from family or friends or mentors in our lives. And so, Father, I just pray for maybe some people that are lacking mentors, that you would lead them to people that can speak into their life. And that you would also give us a heart to be mentors to others, to speak into other people's lives. And so, Father, we just surrender to you that we would just not just have the right knowledge, but just be wise as well, to apply the knowledge we do have so we can live wise lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's turn to our community prayer. Let's pray for those that have cancer at the moment. Let's pray for those that have some illnesses and also in need of salvation. Let's pray for those that are struggling with infirmities. Thank you. Let's pray over Hong Kong.
Oh.
Jobs, sorry. Let's pray for Hong Kong. Let's pray for those on staff. Let's pray for hospitality for those in welcoming. Let's pray for worship for those on sound and the AV team. Let's pray for our house churches that are gathering tonight. Let's pray for the pregnancies in our church. Father, we just lift up all these prayers to you. Pray that you lead us and guide us throughout our day, whether we go to work or in our homes, that you watch over us and you care for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a blessed day. See you guys tomorrow morning.